All right, thanks for being here. There is a lot of being talked about now with the expansion of the ESA program. That's the Empowerment Scholarship Accounts or Education Savings Accounts, the voucher program. It's known by a bunch of different names, but the expansion has been more than expected. The budget is increased because there is expected to be more students going into the 24 school year. So joining us to talk about that right now is the Superintendent of Public Schools, Tom Horn. Mr. Horn, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. It's always great to be on your program.
So we're hearing some pushback about the expansion of the ESA program. Now the expense is going to be somewhere around $900 million. At least one story, the headline says it could cost Arizona taxpayers a lot more money. Could it bankrupt the state of Arizona? Is it possible that this program could bankrupt Arizona?
No possibility at all. There's a wrinkle in the legislation that says that we're required to give an estimate of the cost of educating students in the ESA. But it doesn't provide for us to also to put in how much money we save, because those students would be educated in the public schools, or most of them would be educated in the public schools. And so actually, if they're educated in ESAs, it costs 10% less than in the public schools. So, you know, those 39,000 students are going to be educated someplace. And by and large, if they're in the public schools or the charter schools, it'll cost us 10% more. If they're educated in the ESAs, they'll cost 10% less.
The estimate is that there will be about 97,000 students by July of 2024. That seems to be a very high number. Is that proof that this is a successful program that parents really want for their children?
Yes. Now, you have to realize we have 1,100,000 in the public and charter schools. Mm-hmm. So it's still a relatively small percentage, but the growth indicates that some people feel that their children needs are not being met. You know, my job, Mike, is to improve the public schools. I'm the superintendent of public instruction, and every one of the 600 people in our department know that we have one overriding goal, and that is to encourage excellence in our public schools, and we have a lot of excellent public schools. But even a good public school may not meet the needs of all the students. And so if a parent feels that their child's needs are not being met, they should have a choice to put them someplace where their needs will be met, a choice that rich people have already had, and now we want all people to have that choice.
Some of the other complaints are about people that are misusing these funds, that they are trying to do things with the money that are outside of the purview of what this program is for. What are you doing to rein that kind of spending in?
Yes, what I did was, first of all, there's an auditor who was in the Auditor General's office for 16 years, and I stole him away to work for us. And one of his main duties is to constantly monitor the ESA to be sure everything is done absolutely correctly. And I've cracked down. I mean, under the prior administration, you had people use debit cards to buy things in stores, clothing stores, restaurants, illegitimate expenses. I've cracked down on that, and I said, make sure every penny goes for a valid educational expense, and we're 100% compliant with the law. And there have been protests, loud protests at state board meetings from people like the old LAC system, but I'm insisting we have to be perfect. Every penny that is spent has to be for a valid educational purpose and has to be 100% compliant with the law.
You know, I have a flexible spending account with my health insurance that allows me to buy things for my medical needs. But if I try to buy something, if I try to swipe that card and there's an item that doesn't fit within the purview of that program, it kicks that expenditure back out, that item out. Isn't there something available in this where you could have that kind of monitoring with the debit cards?
Yes, we're working on the technology. I think eventually we'll have technology that will enable just exactly what you described, but it's not in place right now, and it takes a little bit of time.
So I know that there was a time when it was just the people that already had debit cards could keep them, but there weren't going to be new debit cards issued. Is that program going to come back and be available once that technology is in place for all families?
Yeah, if the technology is in place and we know that abuse is not possible and that it's not a major administrative burden because of the fact that the technology makes it a lot easier, then we can bring back the debit cards for new people. Everybody who had a debit card when we took over still has it, unless they abused it.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Horn is joining us. Is there any kind of a study that's been done or is ongoing? Are you ascertaining and trying to ascertain the people that are applying for ESAs in this program, why they're doing it? Are you trying to gather that data of why they're asking to do this?
I don't think we have the data about why, but we do have the data about whether or not they're coming from a public school, in which case the state is saving money rather than expending money, or whether they're coming from a situation where they're not in a public school, and so the full expense is added to the ESA budget. And as your news mentioned, that the percentage of students who, for example, were already in private schools has declined from 78% at first down to 49%, and that trend is going to continue, and we're pushing very hard. We're doing advertisements, letting people in the lower economic zones know that this choice is available to them. In the ads, I say, my job is to encourage excellence in the public schools, and we do have a lot of excellent public schools. But if the school is not meeting your child's needs, you need to know you have choices, and you can find those on our website. And that is having its effect. In fact, we're getting so many calls from Spanish speakers that for the time being in our ESA program, we're hiring only bilingual people to handle all these phone calls. So there's a definite trend toward people lower on the economic scale, and that is really the intent, to make it available to people on the lower economic scale, that rich people already had that choice. And also, it means they're coming from public schools, so we're saving money on them rather than expending money on them.
I know you have been promoting excellence in public schools. You've mentioned it a few times in this interview. Can you give us what the short-term goals for what that means? In the short term, what are the improvements you're looking for in numbers for reading and math? And what are long-term are the goals? Where do you think excellence is achieved in Arizona public schools in reading and math?
Well, I think, right now the numbers are very, very bad. Two-thirds of our students are not proficient in math. 60% are not proficient in reading. That's a catastrophe. Those students that are not proficient are not going to be able to compete in an internationally competitive economy. So we're doing a lot of things to get those numbers up. We have switched the school improvement program. It used to be, under my predecessor, people sat in an office, sent out questionnaires. Schools filled them out and sent them back, and they were corrected. They went back and forth, and by the time they got money, it was almost too late to use it. We've eliminated all of that. We have teams to go out and help the schools. The first part of our slogan is that we're a service organization. So we've got highly qualified teachers and principals and other administrators to go to schools and help them do better. We're trying to get the schools to focus more on academics. Under my predecessor, there was a focus on things like social emotional learning, critical race theory, inappropriate sexual instruction, and those were distractions. They were bad in themselves, but they were distractions from academics. We want academics to be taught bell to bell. No more playing games in the middle of a classroom because of social emotional learning. They need to have our slogan. Part of our slogan is every instructional minute is precious. Precious. If we can get them to focus on academics bell to bell, those test scores will go up.
I appreciate the time as always. And the ESA program, this conversation is obviously not over. I would love to talk about the progress as we move forward and have you on again.
Mike, anytime you invite me, I'll be there, even if it's on short notice. I love being on your program.
That's true. I have to thank you for that. I mean, even on short notice today, you were willing to come on, and I appreciate the time this morning. I always do.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Horn. That's Tom Horn, Superintendent of Public Instruction.